I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. With the world distracted by COVID-19, Voice to the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton says China's Communist Party hasn't been idle. As they emerged from quarantine, Chinese believers found increased government presence, control, and pressure on both the registered and unregistered churches. Under the guise of making Christianity more Chinese, the government is adapting Bibles to align with communist teaching. And working through partnerships, VOM makes sure that the body of Christ still has access to accurate translations of the Bible. One more thing, says Nettleton.
The government there is working very diligently to deceive the church into saying, yes, you can be a good communist and be a good Christian. Yes, you can pray to President Xi as well as praying to Jesus Christ. So pray that Christians will not be deceived.
Meanwhile, coronavirus cases in the U.S. continue to climb, and the stock market remains volatile. Fear, like the coronavirus, is no respecter of person or status. Yet Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries says believers have the antidote.
There is a wonderful statement in Scripture that I came across just a couple of days ago from Psalm 29:11. Somebody needs this today. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. A flood is what this feels like. Every hour there's a flood of new information, new dangers. But the Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord gives strength to his people, and the Lord blesses his people with peace.
Courage is contagious. Learn how you can spread gospel hope at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.